Good evening. You're listening to the KFIZ Halloween Party. An evening of scary stories, prizes, and creepy fun. Now, let's begin with our first scary Halloween story. It's entitled, Somebody Fell from a Loft.
I had signed on as an ordinary seaman on the Falls of Ettrick, a merchant ship bound for England. First time I saw that ship, I knew her right away. She was the old Gertrude Spurshoe. I'd sailed on her years before when she was painted brown and gold. Now she was painted black and had a new name, but it was the same ship for sure. We had a pretty good crew for that voyage, except for one hard-looking ticket named McLaren. He was a pretty good seaman, but there was something about him that I didn't trust. He was kinda secretive, kept mostly to himself. One day, somebody told him that I had worked on the old Gertrude. For some reason, he got all a-tremble over that. Then I catched him giving me all these ugly black looks as if he was itching to knife me in the back. I guessed it had something to do with the Gertrude, but I didn't know what. Well, this one day we was trying to work our way through a dripping black fog. You'd scarcely know we had all the lights on, and it was dead calm. There wasn't a breath of fresh air. The ship just lay there, wallowing in a trough, a-rolling and a-rolling, going nowheres. I was standing my watch around midships, and McLaren was doing his trick at the wheel. The rest of the crew was scattered around one place or another. It was quiet as could be. Then, all at once, whacko! This thing hits the deck right in front of McLaren. He lets go a screech that turns my blood cold, and he falls down in a faint. The second mate starts yelling that somebody has fallen from aloft. Laying out there, just forward of the wheel, was someone or something dressed in oilskins with blood oozing out from underneath. The captain ran and fetched a big light from his cabin so we could see who it was. They kinda straightened him out to get a good look at his face. He was a big, ugly-looking devil. But nobody knew who he was or what he was doing up there. At least, nobody was saying. When McLaren came to from his faint, they tried to get something out of him. All he did was jabber away and keep rolling those big, wild-looking eyes of his. Everybody was getting more and more excited. We all wanted to heave the body overboard as quick as we could. There was something weird about it, as if it wasn't real. But the captain wasn't so sure about getting rid of it that way. Could it be a stowaway, he asked. But the ship was so filled with lumber we were carrying, there was no space where a living thing could hide for 3 weeks, which is how long we had been out. Even if it was a stowaway, what was it doing aloft on such a dirty day? There was no reason for anybody to be up there. There's nothing to see. Finally, the captain gave up and told us to heave him overboard. Then nobody would touch him. The mate ordered us to pick him up, but nobody made a move. Then he tried coaxing, but that didn't do any good. Suddenly, that loony McLaren starts yelling, "I handled him once, and I can handle him again!" He picks up the body and staggers over to the railing with it. He is just about to throw it overboard when it wraps its two big long arms around him, and over they go together. Then, on the way down, one of them starts laughing in a horrible way. The mates are yelling to launch a boat, but nobody would get into a boat, not on a night like that. We threw a couple of life preservers after him, but everybody knew they wouldn't help. So that was that. Or was it? The first chance I had to go home after that, I went right over to see old Captain Spurshoe, who was captain when the Gertrude was around. "Well," he says, "one trip these two outlandish men shipped aboard the Gertrude. One was McLaren, the other was a really big fella. The big one was always picking on McLaren and thumping him around. And McLaren was always talking about how he would get back at him. Well, this wet, dirty night, the two of them was up there alone. And the big one come flying down, killed himself, deader than a herring. McLaren says the foot rope they were using parted, and how he almost fell himself. But everybody who saw that rope knew she didn't give away on her own. She had been cut through with a knife. After that, whenever we came into port, McLaren thought we were going to get the police after him, and he'd get pretty scared. But we couldn't prove anything, so we didn't try. In the end, I guess the big fella took care of things in his own way. If he was a ghost that came back, that's what he was. If there be things like ghosts."
You're listening to the KFIZ Halloween Party. Now, let's enjoy another scary Halloween story. This one's called The Big Toe.
A boy was digging at the edge of the garden when he saw a big toe. He tried to pick it up, but it was stuck to something. So he gave it a good hard jerk, and it came off in his hand. Then he heard something groan and scamper away. The boy took the toe into the kitchen and showed it to his mother. "It looks nice and plump," she said. "I'll put it in the soup, and we'll have it for supper." That night, his father carved the toe into three pieces, and they each had a piece. Then they did the dishes, and when it got dark, they went to bed. The boy fell asleep almost at once, but in the middle of the night, a sound awakened him. It was something out in the street. It was a voice, and it was calling to him.
"Where is my toe?"
it groaned. When the boy heard that, he got very scared, but he thought, "It doesn't know where I am. It will never find me." Then he heard the voice once more, only now it was closer.
"Where is my toe?"
it groaned. The boy pulled the blankets over his head and closed his eyes. "I'll go to sleep," he thought. "When I wake up, it will be gone." But soon he heard the back door open, and again he heard the voice.
"Where is my toe?"
it groaned. Then the boy heard footsteps move through the kitchen, into the dining room, into the living room, into the front hall. Then slowly they climbed the stairs. Closer and closer they came. Soon they were in the upstairs hall. Now they were outside his door.
"Where is my toe?"
the voice groaned. His door opened. Shaking with fear, he listened as the footsteps slowly moved through the dark toward his bed. Then they stopped.
"Where is my toe?"
the voice groaned.
"You've got it!"
You're listening to the KFIZ Halloween Party.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the 46th annual KFIZ Halloween Party. I'm Jerry St. John. I certainly hope you had a good time out trick-or-treating. I hope you got all kinds of good candy. We've got a party and a half for you. We've got a ton of prizes we're going to be giving out to lots and lots of boys and girls, but we welcome all the boys and girls, the moms and dads, the grandmas and grandpas, the aunts and uncles, cousins, everybody who's listening. And we have got a special, special, special treat this year, something that we haven't been able to do for a number of years. And you know what that is? We are going to be able to visit with, well, let's get the drummer awake. We are going to be visiting with the Pumpkin Lady. She's back! Hello, Pumpkin Lady!
Hi, Jerry!
It's so good to see you again. It's been so many years since you've been in Fond du Lac.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back. I've been traveling inside a flying pumpkin all over the world.
Doesn't it get crowded in there with all the seeds?
Not really. The presents are what take up the most room.
Boy, you had a full pumpkin this year.
I really did. I got to visit towns that were big and small everywhere.
So you really have been on the move for a number of years.
And I have.
We are just thrilled to death that you are able to come back to Fond du Lac.
I'm so excited to be back. This was always one of my favorite places.
And it's going to kind of work pretty similar to the way it did the last time you were here. We're going to be making calls all throughout the show. We've got all kinds of people in the background making phone calls, calling kids already.
Oh, how exciting. I can't wait.
And then we are going to be calling some live on the air.
Perfect. I get to talk to them?
You get to talk to them. You even, well, you'll have to pick a pumpkin seed, of course.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for that. That's always my favorite part.
Because that's where the prizes are hidden.
Yes.
The kids need to know what they won.
Yes. I can't wait to talk to all of them.
It's going to be a fun, fun evening. Lots of fun at the KFIZ 107.1 The Bull Halloween Party. And we're thrilled to death to be sharing the party with our listeners on 107.1 The Bull this year.
Perfect. I can't wait.
And we need to thank some of our sponsors who make this all possible. Great folks like Haas Grain Farms,
Fond du Lac Firefighters, Local 400.
How about the folks at JF Ahern? Always helpful.
And Flood Homes.
Great folks. Helped us out immensely with this. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we make our first phone call and see if we can give away something in one of your pumpkin seeds. I'm going to see what I can find here number-wise and see if I can get a hold of somebody.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, I've got to push a button. And we'll see what we can do. I got to find the number here. I'm having a problem finding the number.
Uh-oh. Well,
there it is.
Perfect. Let's hope they're home.
Mm-hmm. Those are the rules.
Yep, you have to be home to win a prize. Come home and be safe right after trick-or-treating.
All right. The number is punched in.
Here we go.
Let's find out if they're home.
Oh. Hello?
Hi, this is KFIZ, the Halloween Party. Is Luis there by any chance?
Yes.
Could we talk to Luis?
Yes, hold on.
All right.
Oh, he's home. How exciting.
Isn't that?
Yes.
First caller is home. That's wonderful. That's great.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Luis. How are you?
Good.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
What did you wear? Did you wear a costume?
Yep.
What did you dress as?
Scream.
Oh.
It wouldn't fit me. Did you get a lot of candy?
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite candy?
Reese's.
Ooh.
Mine too.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Good choice, Luis.
It's health food.
Yes. Oh, totally health food.
All righty. Would you like the pumpkin lady to pick out a pumpkin seed and find a prize for you?
Yeah.
All righty. Go ahead, pumpkin lady.
Let me dig in my giant pumpkin.
And that thing is big.
It's huge.
I don't know how you got it in here.
I know. Mm. I carry things well.
You do. All righty. You're opening it?
I am opening it right now. I have my hands in the... Oh, guess what it is, Luis?
What?
It's a skateboard and a helmet.
Oh.
Do you go skateboarding?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you are going to love it even more now with a brand new skateboard.
Thank you for obeying the rules and being home after 5:30, and congratulations. And we'll be sending a letter, and then you can come down and pick up your prize, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Happy Halloween, Luis.
Bye, Luis.
Bye.
Take care. Oh, how exciting that is.
Oh, how fun. He's going to love that.
Yeah. Congratulations to Luis. He got himself a skateboard. That's so much fun. You want to try another one?
I would love to try another one.
Well, let's see.
Hold on.
Let's just see if we can find another one here.
You're going to punch the number in. Let's hope they are home.
And let's see. At least I know where to look for the number now.
Yes.
But I got to push the phone on. Oh, it's so complicated. Let's see if we can get a hold of our second, hopefully, lucky person.
Yes.
Let's see. Do we get a ring?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
It's a voicemail.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, let's have to try again.
Let's pick another name.
You have to answer in order to win your prize out of the pumpkin.
Alrighty. Well, let us try another number. How does that sound, pumpkin lady?
It sounds like a plan to me.
Alrighty. We'll try it
right
now.
I'm waiting over here by the pumpkin.
Because you got to pick out another seed.
Yep, and the pumpkin is smiling.
That's a good thing.
I know.
Happy pumpkins are a good thing.
Means it's going to be a fun prize, I bet.
Okay, let's see if we got enough numbers pushed in here. Sometimes this phone is temper. It worked.
It's ringing.
Sometimes we need pumpkin lady magic for the phone.
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hi, this is KFIZ and the Halloween party. Is Emily home by any chance?
Sure, hold one moment.
All righty, thank you.
She's home. How exciting.
She is home.
Hello?
Is this Emily?
Yes.
Hi, Emily.
That's the pumpkin lady.
How are you?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Did you go trick-or-treating tonight?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wonderful. Who did you go with?
I went with most of my aunts and uncles and all my cousins.
Oh, wow. A family trip. How fun. I love being with family.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a lot of candy?
Yes.
Good. What's your favorite?
My favorite is the Twix or Kit Kat.
Mm. Oh, another good choice.
Yep, very healthy.
Yeah.
Excellent choice.
Chocolate is good.
I agree.
Don't you think so, Emily?
Yes.
Chocolate's one of my favorite veggies, isn't it yours?
Yes.
Yeah. And if we can convince your mom of that, right?
Yeah.
We'll try. Anyhow, would you like the pumpkin lady to pick a seed out and find out what kind of prize is inside?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on. I'm reaching into the pumpkin right now. It's smiling at me. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Emily, guess what you won?
What?
You won a 4-person bowling party.
Whoa! You can take your family bowling.
That sounds fun.
It does.
It does.
And we know how you love family, so I know you're going to have a great time.
Yep.
Wonderful, Emily. Well, thank you so much for talking to me tonight. Are you excited?
Yes.
Perfect.
You know what? So are we. We're thrilled to death that we could talk to you, Emily.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful Halloween, okay?
You too.
Happy Halloween.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. And again, you'll get your letter in the mail, and that's when you come down to the station to pick up your prize.
Yes.
And that's everybody who's getting the calls should be reminded, because we got, like I said, we have people making calls.
Yes.
And
pumpkin
people. And what you do need to do is wait until you get the letter from KFIZ. And then you can come down to the studios of News Talk 1450 KFIZ or 107.1 The Bull and bring the letter, and then you can pick up your prize.
Yay! That sounds exciting.
This is so much fun. Should we do one more?
I think we should do another one.
All right, let's do one more. What the heck? I think that's a good idea.
Ooh.
You talked me right into it.
Yay! The pumpkin is happy again.
Nothing like having your pumpkin happy.
I know.
Okay, we got some of the numbers in. And get the last two numbers in, and let's see if we can get a winner here. Let's see if the call even went through. I think I will try to dial again. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan to me.
I'll even leave it somewhat on the air so I can hear if all the numbers come through. Because this phone is very temperamental. Could you work any magic, pumpkin lady?
I will. I'm going to wave my hands over here, and I'm going to make a wish that this next person is home.
Okay, let's find out.
It worked!
Your wishing is good.
It was perfect.
Let's find out. The tension builds.
I hope she's home.
Me too.
Or he.
We won't know until they answer.
I know.
I'm not hearing an answer.
I can't wait to pick my seed.
Hello?
Hi, this is KFIZ. Is Carson there?
Yes, this is Carson.
Hi, Carson.
Hi, Carson. I'm so glad you're home.
We're calling because the Halloween party is on the air, and your name was drawn.
Are you ready to win a prize?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to reach right over into my pumpkin, and I'm going to pull a pumpkin seed for you. I hope it's a good one.
Okay, she's opening it up.
Here we go.
It's open.
It's a Rally and Roar air hockey table.
Wow. Carson, congratulations.
Hey. Sounds like a fun present for you. Do you ever have friends over?
Yeah.
Oh, what a perfect thing to play with them, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. Did you go trick-or-treating tonight, Carson?
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Did you get a lot of candy?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
What did you dress as? Or did you just go dressed as a kid?
Just as Spider-Man.
Oh.
Just as Spider-Man.
That's fancy stuff.
That's a pretty fancy costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for obeying the rules and being home. And enjoy your prize.
Congratulations, Carson.
You'll get a letter in the mail, then you come down to the stations and pick it up, okay?
Thank you.
Congratulations. Well, that was really nice. What a nice prize.
I know, an air hockey table.
Yeah.
How exciting.
That's about the only kind of hockey I could play.
Same.
I have a problem.
I don't even know if I could play that. I have other things to worry about besides air hockey.
Alrighty. Well, you know what? The story crew is ready.
Perfect.
So why don't we listen to another couple of stories, and then we'll come back, and by then we'll have some more names drawn, and we'll make a few more calls.
I love these stories.
And it's so great having you back, Pumpkin Lady.
It's wonderful to be here.
We missed you.
I missed you as well.
Well, that's why you came back.
Yes.
And the kids love you.
Yay.
We'll be right back.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmothers and grandfathers. My name is Dracula. I hope you're enjoying the KFIZ Halloween party. Please allow me to introduce my assistant, Igor.
Thank you, Master. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all enjoying the party.
Igor, would you like to introduce a song?
Oh, I would love to, Master. Here's one of my favorites from my old friend, Bobby Boris Pickett. It's called The Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly
to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Body sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, Igor, you impetuous
monster
young
mash.
Boy.
Mash good.
Monster mash.
That is a golden oldie, isn't it, Igor?
Yes, Master. One of my favorites. Can we listen to another scary story?
Of course, Igor. Here is one called What Do You Come For?
There was an old woman who lived all by herself, and she was very lonely. Sitting in the kitchen one night, she said, "Oh, I wish I had some company." No sooner had she spoken than down the chimney tumbled 2 feet from which the flesh had rotted. The old woman's eyes bulged with terror. Then 2 legs dropped to the hearth and attached themselves to the feet. Then a body tumbled down. Then 2 arms and a man's head. As the old woman watched, the parts came together into a great, gangling man. The man danced around and around the room. Faster and faster he went. Then he stopped, and he looked into her eyes. "What do you come for?" she asked in a small voice that shivered and shook. "What do I come for?" he said. "I come for you!"
Oh, that was a good one, Master.
Yes, nice and scary, just the way we like it.
Let's hear another.
Very well. This KFIZ Halloween Party Scary Story is called Aaron Kelly's Bones.
Aaron Kelly was dead. They bought him a coffin and had a funeral and buried him. But that night, he got out of his coffin and he came home. His family was sitting around the fire when he walked in. He sat down next to his widow and he said, "What's going on? You all act like somebody died. Who's dead?" His widow said, "You are." "I don't feel dead," he said. "I feel fine." "You don't look fine," his widow said. "You look dead. You'd better get back to the grave where you belong." "I'm not going back to the grave until I feel dead," he said. Since Aaron wouldn't go back, his widow couldn't collect his life insurance. Without that, she couldn't pay for the coffin. And the undertaker said he would take it back. Aaron didn't care. He just sat by the fire, rocking in a chair and warming his hands and feet. But his joints were dry, and his back was stiff. And every time he moved, he creaked and cracked. One night, the best fiddler in town came to court the widow. Since Aaron was dead, the fiddler wanted to marry her. The two of them sat on one side of the fire, and Aaron sat on the other, creaking and cracking. "How long do we have to put up with this dead corpse?" the widow asked. "Something must be done," the fiddler said. "This isn't very jolly," Aaron said. "Let's dance." The fiddler got out his fiddle and began to play. Aaron stretched himself, shook himself, got up, took a step or two, and began to dance. With his old bones rattling and his yellow teeth snapping and his bald head wagging and his arms flip-flopping, around and around he went. With his long legs clicking and his knee bones knocking, he skipped and pranced around the room. How that dead man danced! But pretty soon, a bone worked loose and fell to the floor. "Look at that," said the fiddler. "Play faster," said the widow. The fiddler played faster. Crickety-crack, down and back, the dead man went hopping, and his dry bones kept dropping. This way, that way, the pieces just kept popping. "Play, man, play," cried the widow. Old bones rattling, yellow teeth snapping, bald head wagging, arms flip-flopping, long legs flicking, knee bones knocking, skipping, prancing, round the room, round and round and round the room, crickety-crack, down and back, bones hopping, bones dropping, pieces popping, round the room, round and round and round the room. The fiddler fiddled, and dead Aaron danced. Then Aaron fell apart, collapsed into a pile of bones. All except his bald head bone. That grinned at the fiddler, cracked its teeth, and kept dancing. "Look at that," groaned the fiddler. "Play louder," cried the widow. "Ho-ho-ho-ho," said the head bone. "Ain't we having fun?" The fiddler couldn't stand it. "Widow," he said, "I'm going home." And he never came back. The family gathered up Aaron's bones and put them back in the coffin. They mixed them up so he couldn't fit them together. After that, Aaron stayed in his grave. But his widow never did get married again. Aaron had seen to that.
You're listening to the 46th Annual Halloween Party on News Talk 1450 KFIZ and 107.1 The Bull, WFON, and Fond du Lac. Thanks for joining us. And when I say us, it's not just me. The Pumpkin Lady is with us.
Hello, everybody.
So nice to have you along.
It's nice to be here.
The party is so much better when you're here.
Oh, thank you.
And you've got that huge pumpkin that's just so chock full of prizes.
I know. I'm so excited about that.
And you've been busy when we're listening to the stories because you're opening seeds for the other callers.
Yes.
To give away their prizes.
The pumpkin people are in the other room giving away a lot of prizes while you're all listening to the wonderful Halloween stories.
And they are some good ones.
They are very good. A little scary.
Yeah.
But I enjoy scary. It's Halloween.
That, well, absolutely.
Yes.
You wouldn't want that on Christmas morning.
Absolutely
so
not.
Let's do it when we should. Hey, a special thanks to all of our sponsors. The main sponsors include Haas Grain Farms. Thank you very much for helping out.
And Fond du Lac Firefighters, Local 400. Thank you so much.
JF Ahern Company, always helpful.
And Flood Homes.
And we have some other sponsors, too, that get involved, and we're more than appreciative. And just give them a quick shout-out here, the Wilderness Resort and Attitude Sports.
And Ledgeview Lanes, Fond du Lac YMCA.
The Gang at Mid-States Aluminum and Lakeside Wealth Management.
And Mission Integration, St. Francis Home.
The Roush Insurance Agency and the great folks over at Whalen Towing.
Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Benevolent Association,
Ray's TV and Appliance, and the Whitaker family, and last but not least,
Ski Brule.
And we'll be hearing from them later on, too.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
And we really appreciate it, because if it weren't for our sponsors, it would be really hard to come up with all the prizes that we have. And it looked like a toy store out here.
It does. It's wonderful. Jerry, are you calling more people?
I have decided to push some buttons.
Wonderful.
Because people can't win if we don't push buttons.
Have you looked outside at the sky? It's pink and orange.
Gorgeous.
Perfect Halloween colors.
Matches your pumpkins.
Yes, absolutely does.
All righty, let's see if we got somebody home. We're going to give it a try. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy.
Oh, I hope he answers. Or she.
We got three ringy dingies. That's number four.
Hello, we are not available
now.
Oh,
it's a voicemail.
Please leave your name and phone number.
All righty, let's pull another name.
Okay.
You're in charge of that. You're a very important person. Very important person. All righty. Let's see if we can find somebody home here. All righty.
Did you eat dinner yet?
No. As a matter of fact, I figured you'd have some leftover pumpkin seeds. I forgot they have prizes in them.
I do. I'm also making candy corn on the cob.
Oh, another health food.
I know. It's a vegetable.
That's what they tell us. Okay, let's see.
It's ringing.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
Okay, let's try this number because I didn't hear one of the numbers come through when I was pushing this device. Okay, now maybe.
Here we go.
Alrighty. It's the Pumpkin Lady with us on the Halloween party, and you're there, and thank you for joining us on this trick-or-treat day on News Talk 1450 KFIZ and 107.1 The Bull. We're not doing well on this.
Hello?
Oh, hi there. This is KFIZ. Is David there by any chance?
Yes.
Could we talk
David.
To him?
I see.
I think the parents get more excited than the
him.
Kids.
I hear him.
Is this David?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hi. You're going to win a prize. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you get to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
What were you tonight, David?
My friend's house.
Wow. Mm. That sounds exciting. Did you get lots of candy this evening?
Yeah.
How exciting for you. Well, guess what? I am going to pick a pumpkin seed out of the pumpkin, and it's going to have a prize in it for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
She's digging.
Oh,
she's digging.
I got one.
Okay, open her up.
Here we go.
It's open.
Oh, guess what you won, David?
What?
A talking robot. Yes. So what we're going to do... Yes. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Do you love robots?
Yeah.
So do I. I think it's a wonderful present. Well, we're going to send a letter to your house, and then you can come down and pick your prize up right here at KFIZ.
Okay.
Does that sound like a plan?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, David.
Congratulations, David.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that... they were excited.
He was very excited. And
everybody in the background sounded like they were pretty excited, too.
I think so.
All right, this is so much fun. I think we should do another one.
I think we should do another one.
Maybe I can master this telephone yet tonight.
Yes.
We'll find out. We'll find out in a very near future here. Okay, let's see if I can get through here.
I'm going to wave my pumpkin wand over the phone.
Okay, it helped the last time.
Yeah.
Let's see if we're going to get a ringy-dingy.
It worked
that
again.
That wand is good.
I know. It's a pumpkin wand. Oh, I hope they answer.
Me too. It's so much more fun talking
to
them.
I know.
Not sounding promising.
I hope we don't get a voicemail.
It's not sounding promising, Pumpkin Lady.
Uh-oh.
Okay, one more.
You have reached.
Okay, that took
voicemail.
Care of that.
Alrighty. We have to pick a new person.
Okay, you dug into that big barrel. There's a lot of names in there, too, aren't
yes.
there?
Yes.
Alrighty, let's see if we can get another one going here, and maybe we can catch a winner. Okay.
I'll wave my pumpkin wand this time and hope that we get an answer. Because in order for me to pick a pumpkin seed, I have to talk to a person.
Yeah.
They have to be home.
Oh, wait a minute. That's my phone ringing. I guess I can't win. My bad.
You can't win?
My bad.
That wouldn't be very fun.
No.
All the people are waiting.
Okay. They should make different tones for phone rings. We could
I know. If I could send a pumpkin song through on their ringer,
yeah, that might
then
help.
They would know it was me.
Hi, you've reached Corinne. Please leave a message.
She's not home.
Okay, I guess that's...
We'll try another one.
Alrighty. We'll keep trying. We got stuff to give away.
I think while you're dialing on the phone, I'm going to reach over here and get some spiced cider.
Ooh. Can you get two?
I could.
Would you?
I could.
If I say please, pretty please?
Only if you say please.
Please, please, please.
Okay, hold on. Let me get some for us.
And I know it's a special brew.
Mm-hmm. Mm, it's very good. Here's yours.
Thank you.
Pumpkin spice cider. Mm. Perfect for the occasion.
Hello?
Hi, this is KFIZ. Is Mason there?
He is, yes.
Could I, or we, speak to him? Please. Yep. I gotta remember.
Hi.
Gotta remember my
Is this
please.
Mason?
Hi, Mason.
Yes.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Did you go trick-or-treating tonight?
Yes.
How was it for you?
Good.
Good.
A lot of candy?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
What costume did you wear?
An old man.
Oh, you were an old man. Well, you don't sound like an old man. Are you an old man?
What?
Are you an old man?
No.
No. Okay. I didn't think so. Well, I'm going to dig into my pumpkin, and I'm going to pull out a pumpkin seed and see what prize you're going to win. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay, here
we
go.
So are we. She's digging in there.
Here we go. I'm grabbing a pumpkin seed. This is a big one.
A big, and it was deep in the pumpkin.
Yes, way down there.
You got it open fast.
Yes, I did. Guess what it is?
What?
It is a remote control tarantula.
Whoa!
Perfect for Halloween, so you can scare your parents by running a tarantula at them.
Do you have any sisters?
Thank you.
Do you have any sisters?
Yeah.
Try it on them, too.
Yep, you can scare your sisters with this tarantula. Are you excited?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we'll send you a letter, and you can come and pick up your prize at KFIZ.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good night, Mason.
And thanks for following
Bye.
The rules. Thanks
Congratulations.
For being home. Oh, what a nice little guy. I can't imagine how he could dress up as an old man. He sounds so nice.
I know, and he sounds so young.
Yeah. I don't know. It happens with people, though.
I know. Oh, my favorite song.
Boom, boom. We have a lot of prizes to give away at Pumpkin Lady.
Are we going to pick another one?
Should we right now?
I think we should.
We can.
I think we should.
We'll do that. While we're listening to the Addams Family, I'll do some dialing.
I'll do some snapping.
Okay, you're in charge of that.
I've seen this musical before.
Really?
Yes, it's very good. And the TV show. Everybody snapping with me?
I remember Gomez, Morticia.
Ooh, Morticia. Thing. Who is the little hand?
Wasn't that it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
It was a hand.
It was a hand.
Oh, is this Carrie?
Well, we're looking for Henry. Oh. This is KFIZ.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, he's home. How exciting.
First try, too.
First try. That was an easy one.
I'm getting him.
Okay.
Okay.
Henry!
We have a
room.
You
Henry,
won!
We're looking for
we're
you.
We're looking for you.
Henry, the pumpkin lady wants you.
Come on. Come on in, Henry.
Hi.
Is this Henry? How are you?
Good.
Good. Did you go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
And you're home on time, so congratulations. Guess what?
What?
You're going to win a prize.
I'm going to pick a pumpkin seed for you out of my giant pumpkin, and I'm going to open it up and show you a prize. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right,
hold on.
She goes digging again. Oh, again, she's digging deep.
I got one.
Okay, you going to open it?
I'm ready to open it. Open it up.
All righty.
Here we go.
She got it open.
Perfect. Are you ready? It's a magic shot magnetic shooting gallery.
Wow. I think the gang is happy for you, don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So exciting, Henry.
You're going to have some fun with that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send you a letter, and you can come and pick up your prize at KFIZ. Does that sound good to you? Okay, you have a happy Halloween.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
I think he got so excited he gave the phone
back.
I think that's what he did. Congratulations to him.
How wonderful.
We should probably check in with another story, and I think you're going to like these first two stories.
I like stories, so.
You're going to like these.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
You're listening to the KFIZ Halloween Party. My name is Dracula, and by now you all know my assistant, Igor.
Oh, it's so much fun, Master. Let's have another story.
Good idea, Igor. Here's one from the Pumpkin Lady.
The Teeny Tiny Woman. Once upon a time, there was a teeny tiny woman who lived in a teeny tiny house in a teeny tiny village. Now one day, this teeny tiny woman put on her teeny tiny bonnet and went out to take a teeny tiny walk. She had gone a teeny tiny way when she came to a teeny tiny forest. There, she saw a teeny tiny bone. "This will make a teeny tiny soup for my teeny tiny supper," said the teeny tiny woman to her teeny tiny self. So she picked up the teeny tiny bone and took it home to her teeny tiny house. Then she put the teeny tiny bone in her teeny tiny cupboard and went up to her teeny tiny bed. Now, when this teeny tiny woman had been asleep a teeny tiny time, she was awakened by a teeny tiny voice from her teeny tiny cupboard, which said, "Give me my bone." The teeny tiny woman was a teeny tiny bit frightened, so she hid her teeny tiny head under the teeny tiny covers and went to sleep again. When she had been asleep a teeny tiny time, the teeny tiny voice cried out from the cupboard a teeny tiny bit louder, "Give me my bone." This made the teeny tiny woman a teeny tiny bit more frightened. So she hid her teeny tiny head a teeny tiny bit farther under the teeny tiny covers. Now, when the teeny tiny woman had been asleep a teeny tiny time longer, the teeny tiny voice from the teeny tiny cupboard said again, a teeny tiny bit louder, "Give me my bone!" This made the teeny tiny woman a teeny tiny bit more frightened, and she put her teeny tiny head out from under the covers and said in her loudest teeny tiny voice, "Take it!"
Oh, master, the pumpkin lady scared the wits out of me.
Take it easy, Igor. It's only a story. Here's something just for fun, Igor.
I'm glad you came back, Sally. Let's just sit here in this pumpkin patch, and you'll see the great pumpkin with your own eyes.
If you try to hold my hand, I'll slug you.
Each year, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's got to pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch can be more sincere than this one. You can look all around and there's not a sign of hypocrisy. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
It's the great pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
What happened? Did I faint? What did he leave us? Did he leave us any toys?
I was robbed! I spent the whole night waiting with the great pumpkin, but I could have been out for tricks or treats! Halloween is over and I've missed it! You blockhead! You kept me up all night waiting for the great pumpkin, and all that came was Beagle! I didn't get a chance to go out for tricks or treats! And it was all your fault! Also, what a fool I was! I could have had candy, apples, and gum, and cookies, and money, and all sorts of things. But no, I had to listen to you, you blockhead. What a fool I was. Trick or treats come only once a year, and I miss it by sitting in a pumpkin patch with a blockhead. You owe me restitution!
You heard about fury and a woman scorned, haven't you?
Yes, I guess I have.
Well, that's nothing compared to the fury of a woman who has been cheated out of tricks or treats. Hey, aren't you going to wait and greet the great pumpkin? Huh? It won't be long now. If the great pumpkin comes, I'll still put in a good word for you. Good grief. I said if. I meant when he comes. I'm doomed. One little slip like that can cause a great pumpkin to pass you by. Oh, great pumpkin, where are you?
That was fun, master. I think I'm ready for another scary story.
Very well, Igor. Here's one called Me Ty Doty Walker.
There was a haunted house where every night a bloody head fell down the chimney. At least that's what people said, so nobody would stay there overnight. Then a rich man offered $200 to whoever would do it. And this boy said he would try if he could have his dog with him. So it was all settled. The very next night, the boy went to the house with his dog. To make it more cheerful, he started a fire in the fireplace. Then he sat in front of the fire and waited, and his dog waited with him. For a while, nothing happened. But a little after midnight, he heard someone singing softly and sadly off in the woods. The singing sounded something like this. Meet I, Dodi Walker. It's just somebody singing, the boy told himself, but he was frightened. Then his dog answered the song. Softly and sadly it sang.
Linchy, kinchy, kali, mali, dingu, dingu. The boy could not believe his ears. His dog had never uttered a word before. Then a few minutes later, he heard the singing again. Now it was closer and louder, but the words were the same. Meet I, Dodi Walker. This time the boy tried to stop his dog from answering. He was afraid that whoever was singing would hear it and come after them. But his dog paid no attention, and again it sang, Linchy, kinchy, kali, molly, dingo, dingo. A half hour later, the boy heard the singing again. Now it was in the backyard, and the song was the same. Meet I, Dodi Walker. Again, the boy tried to keep his dog quiet, but the dog sang louder than ever. Linchy, kinchy, kali, molly, dingo, dingo. Soon the boy heard a singing again. Now it was coming down the chimney. Meet I, Dodi Walker. The dog sang right back. Linchy, kinchy, kali, molly, dingo, dingo. Suddenly, a bloody head fell out of the chimney. It missed the fire and landed right next to the dog. The dog took one look and fell over, dead from fright. The head turned and stared at the boy. Slowly, it opened its mouth and...
Scary.
Wow.
That was a scary one.
Yeah.
Perfect for the season.
It certainly is. Welcome to the KFIZ 1071 The Bull Halloween Party. Nice to have you joining us on this trick-or-treat night. And of course, we just welcome back with open arms the Pumpkin Lady. So nice to see you after these years. Did you have fun in these other cities like we have here?
I really had a good time. However, they don't give out as many treats and candy as they do here. Some cities I went to even gave out vegetables. Now that wouldn't be any fun, would it?
I'm still trying to digest that.
Yeah. Oh, good one. That was a good one, Jerry. Vegetables. Jerry's got a great sense of humor.
So what did you get at this house? Oh, I got a cauliflower. I'm so happy.
That's what they did.
Wow. Well, let's see if we can give something better than a veggie away. I'm going to make a phone call for us.
Oh, good. I can't wait. Another prize out of the pumpkin. Here we go.
Punching the numbers in.
Do you see my cat I brought in? I brought my little pet black cat. He's sitting over in the corner there.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes. His name is Jack O'Lantern.
That's Jack.
Yes.
I thought those were your earmuffs.
Nope. It's my black cat.
Okay.
He goes with me everywhere.
We're getting a ring.
A ring.
Does that mean you're married? You got a ring.
It's a pumpkin ring.
Oh, okay.
It's orange.
Pumpkin lady has to, you know, stay true to the call.
Well,
hi.
I have to...
Hi, this is...
Hello?
Hi, this is KFIZ. Is Isabella around?
Yeah.
Could we talk to her?
Yeah.
Or is this Isabella?
Yeah.
Well, hi.
Hi, Isabella. How are you tonight?
Good.
Would you like to win a prize?
Sure.
Okay, because you obeyed the rules. You're home after trick-or-treating, and you answered the call, so the pumpkin lady's getting ready to dive into her pumpkin.
Good job, Isabella. I'm going to grab a pumpkin seed out of my pumpkin right now. Hold on a minute, okay? Digging down to the bottom. Oh, I found one. This is a big one. This is huge.
Another The big ones seem to have gone to the bottom.
Yes, I think so. It's gravity.
It must be. Okay, you're working hard to open it?
Yes, here we go.
You got it.
Oh, guess what, Isabella?
What?
You just won a giant Connect Four game.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I love playing Connect Four. Have you ever played Connect Four? You have? Great. Wonderful. So you'll have a lot of fun with this prize with your friends and family, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for being home, and thanks for being a winner on the Halloween party.
Congratulations, Isabella.
Take care.
Bye.
A woman of few words.
She is. Very nice, though. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
But a prize winner, because she obeyed the rules.
I think we should do another one.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
That was fun.
Let's see if we can get a hold of somebody else.
Okay.
You know, years ago, this was easier. I dialed 7 numbers. Now I got to dial like 11.
Oh, I never thought of that.
So that's why it takes
longer. I'm going to wave my pumpkin wand, hoping that you're going to reach another caller.
Well, we're going to work on it.
Perfect.
Let's see if we got a ring. A ringy dingy.
Oh, look, jack-o'-lantern. My cat is walking on the table.
I'm waiting for a ringy dingy.
I don't hear one.
I don't either.
Well, I guess we'll have to try again.
I will try to redial.
I think my cat stepped on your telephone.
I think he was chewing on the wires.
I think so. Sorry about that. I'll put him back in his little bed in the corner.
Just don't put him in the pumpkin.
I won't.
Okay.
I don't want him to mess up the prizes.
Yeah. Okay, we've got the numbers dialed. Let's see.
Here we go.
Try it again. Okay, we got a ring.
We got a ring.
We'll find out. Rings are good, but answers are better.
Answers are always.
Hello? Hi, is this Nick's house?
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm looking for Nick. He's age 9. This is KFIZ. Nick Woyan. Wrong number?
I don't know Nick. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Well, I'm going to try dialing again. Well, at least that person was home.
Yeah, they were home.
Okay, we'll try it one more time.
Okay.
Zero. That's the...
These old-fashioned phones, they just don't work well anymore.
Sounds like the same ring, doesn't it?
I think so.
We'll find out if we talk to the same party.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nick?
Yes.
Ah!
Oh, Nick, finally! We were trying to get a hold of you for so long.
Talk to one of your neighbors, though. They said you weren't they. This is KFIZ, and you guess what? Guess what?
What?
You're going to win a prize. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Did you get to go trick-or-treating or not?
Yeah, I'm trick-or-treating.
Ah, did you?
What did you wear?
We're getting tons of candy.
Oh, you got a lot of candy. Do you like candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. It's my favorite. Well, are you ready for me to pick a pumpkin seed to get your prize?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to dig my hand in. I can't even grab this one. It's really, really heavy.
Use two hands.
Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm going to open it.
That's a hard one to open,
yep,
too.
It's really hard.
But you got it.
I got it. I finally got it. Whew. Oh, my goodness. Guess what you won?
What?
A new black bike with a helmet.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you it was the biggest pumpkin seed I've picked yet. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ride bikes?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I'm so happy to hear that. Well, congratulations to you, Nick.
Yep, thank you.
And you'll get a letter from us, and then you can come down and pick up your bike, okay?
Okay, thank
Alrighty,
you.
Congratulations, and thanks for obeying the rules and being home.
Okay, happy Halloween, Nick.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
You too, bye.
Bye, thank you. That's a nice prize.
I know, how exciting for him.
We're having so much fun, we're going to do another one.
Oh, good.
I'm going to try my skills here again.
Yes. I'm going to wave my pumpkin wand and hope you get an answer.
I don't think it's a phone as much as me. You should hit me in the head with your pumpkin wand.
I'm going to maybe think about that next time.
Alrighty.
I wouldn't hit you in the head. That would be mean.
Well.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean.
You hitting that cider again?
Yes, I am. I would break my pumpkin wand, too, if I hit you in the head.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to do that.
Pretty rocky.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a ring.
Perfect. I can't wait.
Two ringy dingies.
Here we go.
We're looking.
Here we go.
We're looking.
Exciting.
Oh, let me get hello. Hi. Is this is KFIZ. Is Cameron around?
Cameron. Yes, he is around.
Can we talk to Cameron?
Sure. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hi.
Is this the one and only Cameron?
Yeah.
Hi,
Cameron. How are you tonight?
Good.
Did you go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Did you get a lot of candy?
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear that. Well, I suppose you are excited to know that you won a prize for our Halloween party.
Yeah, cool.
I know. I'm going to pick you a prize out of my pumpkin right now. I have to get the seed first. This one looks pretty big. Hold on. Let me get it out. I got it. Okay, I'm going to open it.
She's opening it. She's
here
opening
we go.
It. It's open.
Oh, that was a hard one, too. Guess what you won, Cameron?
What did you win?
Foosball table.
Holy cow.
Really?
Yeah, I told you it was a big one.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, your voice changed, Cameron. What happened?
Puberty.
Yeah, he gave the phone back to his dad.
Oh.
I thought maybe he reached puberty while on the air.
Well, tell him congratulations for all of us. He won a foosball table.
And thank him for being home and following the rules, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
And you'll get a letter from us, and then you can come down and get it after you get the letter, okay?
All right.
Happy Halloween, Cameron's dad.
All right, thank you.
And to everybody else, thanks for being home. That was nice. No wonder you were straining to pull that pumpkin seed out.
They're getting bigger and bigger. Ooh, what are you playing now?
I am playing the lead-in to our next story.
Another story?
It's time for another story on the Halloween party. Just a quick thank you to our sponsors, the really, really good sponsors like Haas Grain Farms,
Fond du Lac Firefighters, Local 400, always a big help.
And the J.F. Ahern Company, should at least pronounce it right.
Yes, and Flood Homes, always a good partner.
And we thank you all. Let's hear a story.
Hello again, everyone. It's Dracula and my assistant, Igor.
Hello again, boys and girls.
Igor, would you like to introduce the next story?
It would be my pleasure, Master. Here are the KFIZ players with Little Red Riding Hood.
Once upon a time, there was a dear little girl who was loved by everyone who looked at her, but most of all by her grandmother, and there was nothing that she would not have given to the child. Once she gave her a little cap of red velvet, which suited her so well that she would never wear anything else. So she was always called Little Red Riding Hood. One day her mother said to her,
"Come, Little Red Riding Hood, here is a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Take them to your grandmother. She's ill and weak, and they will do her good. Set out before it gets hot, and when you are going, walk nicely and quietly, and do not run off the path, or you may fall and break the bottle, and then your grandmother will get nothing. And when you go into her room, don't forget to say good morning, and don't peep into every corner before you do it. I will take great care,"
said Little Red Riding Hood to her mother, and gave her hand on it. The grandmother lived out in the wood, half a league from the village, and just as Little Red Riding Hood entered the wood, a wolf met her. Little Red Riding Hood did not know what a wicked creature he was, and was not at all afraid of him.
"Good day, Little Red Riding Hood."
"Thank you kindly, Wolf."
"Whither away so early, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"To my grandmother's."
"What have you got in your apron?"
"Cake and wine. Yesterday was baking day, so poor sick grandmother is to have something good to make her stronger."
Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?
A good quarter of a league farther on in the wood. Her house stands under the three large oak trees. The nut trees are just below. You surely must know it.
The wolf thought to himself,
what a tender young creature. What a nice plump mouthful. She will be better to eat than the old woman. I must act craftily so as to catch both.
So he walked for a short time by the side of Little Red Riding Hood, and then he said,
see, Little Red Riding Hood, how pretty the flowers are about here. Why do you not look around? I believe, too, that you do not hear how sweetly the little birds are singing. You walk gravely along as if you were going to school, while everything else out here in the wood is merry.
Little Red Riding Hood raised her eyes, and when she saw the sunbeams dancing here and there through the trees and pretty flowers growing everywhere, she thought,
suppose I take Grandmother a fresh bouquet. That would please her, too. It is so early in the day that I shall still get there in good time.
And so she ran from the path into the wood to look for flowers. And whenever she had picked one, she fancied that she saw a still prettier one farther on and ran after it, and so got deeper and deeper into the wood. Meanwhile, the wolf ran straight to the grandmother's house and knocked on the door.
Who is there?
It's Little Red Riding Hood bringing you cake and wine. Open the door, grandmother.
Lift the latch. I am too weak and cannot get up.
The wolf lifted the latch. The door sprang open. And without saying a word, he went straight to the grandmother's bed and devoured her. Then the wolf put on her clothes, dressed himself in her cap, laid himself in bed, and drew the curtains. Little Red Riding Hood, however, had been running about picking flowers, and when she had gathered so many that she could carry no more, she remembered her grandmother and set out on the way to her. She was surprised to find the cottage door standing open, and when she went into the room, she had such a strange feeling that she said to herself,
oh dear, how uneasy I feel today, and at other times I like being with grandmother so much.
She called out,
good morning,
but received no answer, so she went to the bed and drew back the curtains. There lay her grandmother, with her cap pulled far over her face, and looking very strange.
Oh, grandmother, what big ears you have!
The better to hear you with, my child.
But, grandmother, what big eyes you have!
The better to see you with, my dear.
But, grandmother, what large hands you have!
The better to hug you with.
Oh, but grandmother, what a terrible big mouth you have.
The better to eat you with.
And scarcely had the wolf said this than with one bound he was out of bed and swallowed up Little Red Riding Hood. When the wolf had appeased his appetite, he lay down again in the bed, fell asleep, and began to snore very loudly. The huntsman was just passing the house and thought to himself how the old woman was snoring.
I must see if she wants anything,
said the woodsman. So he went into the room, and when he came to the bed, he saw the wolf was lying in it.
Do I find you here, you old sinner? I have long sought you.
Then, just as he was going to fire at him, it occurred to him that the wolf might have devoured the grandmother. and that she might still be saved. So he did not fire, but instead took a pair of scissors and began to cut open the stomach of the sleeping wolf. When he had made two snips, he saw the Little Red Riding Hood shining, and then he made two snips more, and the little girl sprang out crying.
Ah, how frightened I have been! How dark it was inside the wolf!
And after that, the aged grandmother came out alive also, but scarcely able to breathe. Little Red Riding Hood, however, quickly fetched great stones with which they filled the wolf's belly. And when he awoke, he wanted to run away. But the stones were so heavy that he collapsed at once and fell dead. Then all three were delighted. The huntsman drew off the wolf's skin and went home with it. The grandmother ate the cake and drank the wine which Little Red Riding Hood had brought. But Little Red Riding Hood thought to herself,
"As long as I live, I will never by myself leave the path to run into the wood when my mother has forbidden me to do so."
The end.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Ow! What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive horse mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you get to grandma's place, I think you ought to walk with me and be safe. I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on. I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Ow! Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Ow!
Hey, welcome back.
Hi, everyone.
The Pumpkin Lady is with us, and we've got some more phone calls to make.
Oh, good. I've been waiting for a long time, although that Red Riding Hood story was very good. It's always one of my favorites.
Everybody likes Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes. The woods. I always think about the woods and how scary that must have been.
I don't walk in the woods at night.
I try not to. Once in a while I have to, though, if I'm traveling in my pumpkin.
I'm not hearing the phone. I'm going to try dialing it again.
I think you should. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wave my pumpkin wand.
It works every time. Let's try it again.
Okay. Here we go.
waving my pumpkin wand.
Pushing the buttons.
Here we go.
Do we get any luck this time?
I don't know.
Aha!
It's ringing.
It worked.
My wand always works.
It does.
Oh.
Come on, be home.
I hope they answer.
Be home.
I hope they answer because we're getting some really good prizes.
Yeah.
Some big seeds.
You got some really big seeds in that pumpkin ears.
I really do.
This is not sounding promising,
no,
pumpkin
lady. I'm kind of sad about that.
Yeah, me too.
Aw.
Hello, this is 927.
No, it's
okay.
A voicemail.
I don't want to put the number on the air, so
yeah.
Let's try another one.
Let's try another one.
And see if they are home. We'll get these numbers punched in. Okay, let's see if this person's home.
Yes.
We're going to try.
Here we go.
We love giving stuff away.
I know. It's my favorite thing.
That's why that pumpkin's gotten as big as it has.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, this is KFIZ. Is Madeline there?
Madeline!
She's there! How exciting!
She's coming.
Okay, good.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to her.
Hello?
Hi, is this Madeline?
Yeah.
Hi, Madeline. It's the Pumpkin Lady.
And company. This is KFIZ, and you're going to win a prize.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you go trick-or-treating tonight, Madeline?
Yeah.
Yes? What kind of costume did you have on?
I was Chucky.
You were what?
Chucky.
Oh, that's scary, but also very creative. Sounds like a good time. Well, I'm going to reach into the pumpkin, and I'm going to grab a seed, and we'll see what's inside, okay?
Okay,
here we go.
She's digging deep again.
Here we go. Oh, this is a really big one again. We keep getting to all these big... Okay, I got it out.
Fine.
I'm going to open it.
She's going to open it. Are you ready for this?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, she got it open.
Oh, my goodness. Guess what it is.
What?
You just won a brand new silver bike with a helmet.
Really?
Yes,
really. Oh, that's so exciting. Do you love bike riding?
Yes.
Who do you go with when you bike ride?
My brothers and sisters.
Oh, so you get to bike ride with your family. Well, now you have a brand new bike to go with them. How does that sound?
Really fun.
Oh, it does sound really fun. Well, thank you so much, Madeline. We're going to send you a letter in the mail, and then you can come and pick up your prize, okay?
Bye.
Thanks for obeying the rules. Happy Halloween. I think she hung up. I think she's excited beyond words.
Very excited. That was a fun one.
It's so much fun. We're going to do it again.
Okay. I'm going to... wave my pumpkin wand again.
Okay. Let's see if it's going to mix. It works.
It rang.
That is the most powerful wand.
I'm telling you.
I want to borrow that.
No.
No?
Only I have the power to be able to use it. I'm sorry.
Darn.
Yeah.
Here, I thought I...
Hi. You've reached the voicemail of Tarek.
Okay.
Oh.
Then we will try another number.
I always don't like it when that happens.
Let's see if we can find another number here. Okay, I'll try this number and this number.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see how lucky we can get.
Oh, it's another ring.
That's a good sign.
It's another ring.
That is a good wand.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it is. I'm glad I brought it. Okay. I hope they answer.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Alexia. This is KFIZ Radio.
1 second, please.
Okay.
Oh, they sound so excited. They always sound so excited when they hear the words KFIZ.
Well, I do.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
And that's why we are so glad you came back.
I know, me too.
Because we could like to say KFIZ, the home of the pumpkin lady. Oh. Hi, is this Alexia?
Yeah.
Hello, Alexia. How are you tonight?
good.
Good. Did you go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Wonderful. What's your favorite candy? What's your favorite candy that you got?
Kit Kat.
Good choice.
I think it's always a solid choice. There's a cookie in the middle, kind of a grain. It covers the grain group and the nutrition category.
So what she's saying is it's healthy.
Yes, very healthy. Well, I suppose you're waiting to hear what kind of prize you won.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. She's got to dig into her pumpkin first and pull out the prize seed.
I'm going to grab one. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Oh, she's digging. She's digging.
I got one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to open it.
She got an open.
Oh. This is a good one. Are you ready? You won a longboard with white wheels and a helmet.
Hey, good for you, girl.
Do you ride? Do you skateboard or ride a longboard?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then this is the perfect prize. It's almost like I knew you were there. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
We're going to send you a letter and you can come and pick up your prize, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for being home.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, kiddo. This is way too much fun.
I'm going to
do another one.
Okay. I'm ready.
I know. You were just chopping at the bit there. You like pulling those seeds out.
I do. And my pumpkin is getting lighter and lighter.
So your trip out of the building is going to be a lot better than your trip in.
Yes. I will be able to get out much easier. I won't need so much help.
Hello?
Hi. This is KFIZ. Is Everly around?
Sure is. Hold on.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh. It's
I think
beeping.
I'm going to call him back.
Okay.
Because obviously she's there and must have hit the wrong button on the phone.
Yes. I'm going to grab some cider.
Okay. You can do that. Hope we get through. Well.
Oh.
It's promising.
Hello?
Still looking for Everly, but you cut us off.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You're just too excited, right?
Yeah, here you go.
Okay. I'm the man. Hi, is this Everly?
Everly, what a beautiful name you have.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you wear a costume tonight?
Yes.
What did you go as?
Robin from Stranger Things.
Oh, well, wow. That sounds fun.
Must have worked. Did you get a lot of candy?
Yeah.
Good.
Then you had a good costume, that's for sure. Well, I'm going to go right over to the pumpkin, and I'm going to pull out a prize for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm reaching into the pumpkin.
Digging deep again.
Oh, this one's kind of light. This is
really?
A little lighter. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to open it. Hold on.
She's opening
it. Here we go.
She got it open.
I got it open. Oh, my. This is a very nice prize. Guess what?
What?
You just won a one-night stay to the wilderness. Do you know what that is?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, everyone knows what that is. That's your age, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. How exciting for you. You get to go on a little trip.
Congratulations, Everly.
Congratulations to you. We're going to send you a letter and your prize. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, Everly. Have a happy Halloween.
You too.
And all right, bye.
Thanks for being home and obeying the rules. Let's keep going.
I think so.
All righty. We'll do that.
Perfect.
And we got some noises in the background. That sounds like a phone.
So yes.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Waving my pumpkin wand. These prizes, I mean, a trip to the wilderness.
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah. Isn't that with all the water rides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Hi, this is KFIZ. Is Gabriel there?
Well, yep, one second.
Thank you. Waiting for Gabriel to get to the phone.
I wonder.
Yep, it's for Gabriel.
What was that?
Is that Gabriel?
I think she said he's coming.
Oh, okay. We'll have to have them turn the radio down because it's hot, it's echoing back and forth.
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay, looking for Gabriel.
Oh, I can't wait.
Come on, Gabriel.
Get the phone.
Get the phone, Gabriel. Wonder what Gabriel's doing.
I don't
know. Hello.
Hi.
You made it.
Yeah, I did.
What were you doing for so long?
Maybe we don't want to know.
I was upstairs with my bros, you know.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well, guess what? You're going to win a prize on the Halloween party for KFIZ. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to pick a pumpkin seed out of my pumpkin right now.
Yep.
In she goes.
It's another light one. I'm going to open it up right now. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, they open fast.
That was an easy one to open. Okay. Oh, my. Another one? You won a one-night stay to the wilderness.
Wow.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, no, no, have I?
I don't know. Ask your mom.
They have water slides and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, and we'll send you a letter in the mail that tells you how to get your prize, okay?
Okay, fine.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being home. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Wow. Nice prizes in these pumpkin
seeds. Very nice prizes. Very nice prizes.
Let's see what we can do. We'll keep on trying here.
Yep.
Keep that wand handy.
Okay.
Wave that wand.
I think I'm going to wave it at my cat. My cat's walking around again.
Yeah, in circles. Yeah. I don't know what that means with a black cat.
I don't either. I don't want to know.
I don't think we should know.
No.
Well, let's see if we get a phone answer here. We're waiting.
Hello?
Hi, this is KFIZ. Is Lauren around?
I literally just left.
What?
I just left her at home to go get dinner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're sorry about that. Thank you.
Thanks. She would have won a prize, but she's not there.
Oh.
Okay. Well, let me try another number. See if we can get a winner. Alrighty.
They must have been very hungry.
I'm thinking. Let's see if we get a winner.
Okay.
It's ringing.
Well, that's a good sign already.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you're getting very good at dialing that.
Either that or the phone's getting weaker. One or the other. Maybe it's because of all the numbers we're calling tonight.
I think so.
I'm hearing lots of ringing, but not a lot of hellos.
I know.
Alrighty, well, let's...
Hi, this is Nathan.
Oh, okay. No, it's a voicemail.
Let's try another number.
Last one.
See if we can come up with one. And... Let's see. Alrighty, numbers are in. Oh, and it's ringing.
And it's
that
ringing
wand
again.
Is really
I know,
good.
I know. It works every time.
Hello?
Hi, this is KFIZ. Is Emma around?
She is.
Could we talk to her?
We finally got somebody.
Hi.
This is Emma.
Emma, how are you tonight?
Meh.
Oh, come on, Emma. It's Halloween. Did you go trick-or-treating?
No.
Oh, it's the best time of the year. Well, guess what? Because you're at home, you won a prize. So I'm going to reach into my pumpkin. I'm going to pull out a pumpkin seed for you. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go, Emma. Okay, I got one. Oh, it's open already.
That one opened fast.
It really did. Emma, guess what?
Huh?
You won a two-night stay to the wilderness.
Are you happy?
Sure.
Yeah, it's water slides and all that good stuff. Well, we're really happy for you, Emma. We'll send you a letter in the mail with all of the information.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, have a happy Halloween, Emma. Everyone's happy.
Everybody
there.
Else is happy.
Everyone was happy for Emma, I think.
Yep. Thanks for being home, Emma, and happy Halloween to you. All righty. I'm going to hit the buttons again because it's so much fun.
Is this our last one?
This is our last one.
This is our last prize of the evening. What a fun Halloween party
been
tonight.
This is just a lot of fun.
It really is. The kids have been great. Everything's been wonderful here. So good to be back in town.
The cat's been good?
Cat's been good.
For
except the one time it was chewing on the cord.
Yeah, that was not nice.
That
but
was not nice.
We got a different cord.
Hello, this is Tammy.
Hi, this is KFIZ. We're looking for Sawyer. Is Sawyer around?
I have a Sawyer right here.
Wouldn't that be nice if we could talk to Sawyer?
KFIZ, yeah.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sawyer.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, Sawyer.
That's good. The pumpkin lady talking to you.
How are you tonight?
Good.
Good.
Did you go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Did you win a, did you have a costume on tonight? What was it?
Yeah.
What did you wear?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember? Okay. Well, guess what? I'm going to pick a pumpkin seed out of the pumpkin, and it's going to be the final grand prize for tonight. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
She's
the grand prize pumpkin seed. I'm grabbing it out of the bottom.
Another one that fell right open
on
you.
It fell open on me. This is wonderful. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You won a winter weekend to ski Brule Mountain for two people and a $50 Attitude Sport gift card.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You won the grand prize. Aren't you excited?
You won a grand prize.
Yay.
You have to say thank you.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. And thank you for being home after trick-or-treating. We'll send you a letter and explain for you how to pick up your prize.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay. Well, my goodness. We got time for one more story.
Sounds good to me.
Master, this KFIZ Halloween party is a lot of fun.
Isn't it though, Igor?
Oh, my heavens, yes. How about another scary story?
All right, Igor, good idea. Here are the KFIZ players with a story called The Bogey Beast. There once was a woman who was very, very cheerful, though she had little to make her so, for she was old and poor and lonely. She lived in a little bit of a cottage and earned a scant living by running errands for her neighbors, getting a bite here, a supper there, as reward for her services. So she made her way to get along and always looked as spry and cheery as if she had not a want in the world. Now, one summer evening, as she was walking full of smiles as ever along the high road to her home, what should she see but a big black pot lying in a ditch?
Goodness me! That would be just the very thing for me if I only had something to put in it. But I haven't. Now, who could have left it in the ditch?
And she looked about her, expecting the owner would not be far away. But she could see nobody.
Ah, maybe there's a hole in it, and that's why it has been cast away. But it would do fine to put a flower in my window, so I'll just take it home with me.
And with that, she lifted the lid and looked inside.
Mercy me! If it isn't full of gold pieces, well, here's luck.
And so it was, brim full of gold coins. Well, at first, she simply stood stock still, wondering if she was standing on her head or her heels. Then she began saying,
"But I do feel rich. I feel awful rich."
After she had said this many times, she began to wonder how she was to get her treasure home. It was too heavy for her to carry, and she could see no better way than to tie the end of her shawl to it and drag it behind her like a wagon.
It will soon be dark,
So much the better. The neighbors will not see what I'm bringing home, and I shall have all the night to myself and be able to think what I'll do. Perhaps I'll buy a grand house and just sit by the fire with a cup of tea and do no work at all, like a queen. Or maybe I'll bury it at the garden foot and just keep a bit in the old china teapot on the chimney piece. Or maybe I feel so grand I don't know myself.
By this time, she was a bit tired of dragging such a heavy weight and stopping to rest a while, turned to look at her treasure. And lo, it wasn't a pot of gold at all. It was nothing but a lump of silver. She stared at it and rubbed her eyes and stared at it again.
Well, I never! And me thinking it was a pot of gold. I must have been dreaming. Oh, but this is luck. Silver is far less trouble, easier to mind, and not so easily stolen. Those gold pieces would have been the death of me. But with this great lump of silver,
So off she went again, planning what she would do, and feeling as rich, until becoming a bit tired again. She stopped to rest and gave a look round to see if her treasure was safe. And she saw nothing but a great lump of iron.
Well, I never. And I'm mistaking it for silver. I must have been dreaming. But this is luck. It's real convenient. I can get penny pieces for old iron, and penny pieces are a deal handier for me than your gold and silver. Why, I should have never have slept a wink for the fear of being robbed. But a penny piece comes in useful, and I shall sell that iron for a lot and be real rich, rolling rich.
So on she trotted, full of plans as to how she would spend her penny pieces, till once more she stopped to rest and looked round to see her treasure was safe. And this time she saw nothing but a big stone.
Well, I never! And to think I mistook it for iron. I must have been dreaming. But here's luck indeed, and me wanting a stone terrible bad to stick open the gate. Eh, my. But it's a change for the better. It's a fine thing to have good luck.
So, all in a hurry to see how the stone would keep the gate open, she trotted off down the hill till she came to her own cottage. She unlatched the gate and then turned to unfasten her shawl from the stone which lay on the path behind her. Aye, it was a stone, sure enough. There was plenty light to see it lying there, douce and peaceable as a stone should. So she bent over it to unfasten the shawl end, when...
Oh, my!
All of a sudden it gave a jump, a squeal, and in one moment was as big as a haystack. Then it let down four great lanky legs and threw out two long ears, nourished by a great long tail, and romped off, kicking and squealing and whinnying and laughing like a naughty, mischievous boy. The old woman stared after it till it was fairly out of sight. Then she burst out laughing.
Well, I am in luck. Quite the luckiest body hereabouts. Fancy my seeing the bogey beast all to myself and making myself so free with it, too. My goodness, I do feel that uplifted. That grand.
So she went into her cottage and spent the evening chuckling over her good luck.
Oh, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that story as much as me. Now, how about a fun Halloween song?
Watch out! The monsters are out. If you're all alone, give your friends a shout.
The ghosts and the spooks coming out of nooks as your doorbell rings. Can you hear them sing? Hello.
It's Halloween.
Hello.
It's Halloween.
Hello.
It's Halloween. Hello.
It's Halloween.
The air is cool and the moon is full. Turn on the light before the vampires bite.
The witches are cooking, the zombies are looking as your doorbell rings. Can you hear them sing? Hello.
It's Halloween.
Hello.
It's Halloween.
Hello.
It's Halloween. Hello.
It's Halloween.
Watch out! The monsters are out. If you're all alone, give your friends a shout. The vampire's flying and the werewolf hunting as your doorbell rings. Can you hear them sing? Watch out! The monsters are out. If you're all alone, give your friends a shout.
The ghosts and the spooks coming out of the nooks as your doorbell rings. Can you hear them sing?
Hello!
It's Halloween.
Hello!
It's Halloween.
Hello!
It's Halloween. Hello.
It's Halloween.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us for this year's KFIZ 1071 The Bull Halloween Party. I'm Jerry St. John. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you boys and girls and moms and dads and grams and gramps, and especially with the Pumpkin Lady.
It's
so nice to have you back.
Great to be back. Thank you so much. What a fun time I had tonight.
And your pumpkin is a lot lighter because you got rid of a lot of seeds.
I sure can, so I can take it home now and fill it up for next year.
Good plan.
I think
so. Grow some of those prizes.
Yes, I'm going to have to do a lot of growing.
And just a reminder for everybody, you're going to be receiving a letter in the mail. After you get the letter, then you bring the letter down to KFIZ 1071 The Bold Studios, 254 Winnebago Drive, and that's where you pick up your prize. And I'm hoping that you don't stay away like you had to before visiting all the other cities. We're hoping we can get you back next year.
I'm really hoping to do that. It's so fun here in Fond du Lac. It's a wonderful community.
You should probably put your pumpkin on autopilot. Hey, one more time, let's thank our special sponsors, Haas Grain Farms.
Fond du Lac Firefighters, Local 400, thank you so much.
And JF Ahern Company.
And Flood Homes.
And some other sponsors that really, really helped out, like the Wilderness Resort. The result is you have fun
yes,
when you go to the
is.
Resort. Yeah,
yes.
And Attitude Sports, by the way.
And Ledgeview Lanes, Fond du Lac YMCA.
Mid-States Aluminum and Lakeside Wealth Management.
Mission Integration, St. Francis Home, Roush Insurance Agency.
And Wayland Towing.
And Fond du Lac Dock Spiders.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Benevolent Association.
Ray's TV and Appliance.
The Whitaker Family and
Ski Brule.
And our thanks to you, especially the boys and girls, for being home following trick-or-treating.
Thank you so much, and how safe you were.
And we hope you all had a great Halloween party, and you have a wonderful and very happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
And our thanks again to you, Pumpkin Lady. You guys all have a great night.
Happy Halloween!
Night.
Bye!
Broadcasting from the AirTech Heating Studios, this is News Talk 1450 KFIZ, Fond du Lac, a Mountain Dog media station.
Jody Mack hanging out with you. Yes, Astros have already gotten two in the top of the first. I'm good with that because I want to see a seven-game series. I'm not a Nats fan. I'm not an Astros fan. So what do you want out of your World Series? Depth. Lengthy. give me that back to the wall for both teams game seven. Need that tonight. If you get it, Houston wins 2-2. It becomes a three-game set. That's fun. 855-212-4227. Damian, Bill, John, all holding. I'll punch you guys up when we get back. Lots to do. Plenty of time for your calls. MacMahon here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Twin Spires is the official betting partner of the Kentucky Derby. Place legal wagers and watch live horse racing on any device. New players download now to start your $100 sign-up bonus. With the Twin Spires app, you can bet the Breeders' Cup.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important